Now it's time for the 1, 2, 2. Two up on the upswing.
Two stories that I'm seeing in the business world, community and commerce base, that you need to know about. This is connections, 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 and $25 million. Better connecting our cities, neighborhoods, and making our cities safer is a priority. The city of Milwaukee has been awarded $25 million, a $25 million federal grant to fund a complete transformation of nearly a two-mile stretch of West Center Street. The Safe Streets and Roads for All implementation grant will allow the city to reinvest in Center Street and add enhanced pedestrian crossings, protected bike lanes, traffic boarding improvements, street trees, and many, many more traffic calming measures. The total project budget is $31.25 million, which includes $6.25 million. It's a local match requirement that the city will contribute, according to Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm grateful for this investment. To be clear, this is more than just a road project. The grant will significantly improve the neighborhoods along these 2 miles of Center Street. Just a little aside here, you think, Center Street, was it named for its place? No, it's not the center of Milwaukee. The street was named for Alexander J. Center, an army lieutenant who in 1836 helped come up with the idea that opened up Milwaukee's harbor to bigger ships. He helped engineer a straight cut from Lake Michigan to the Milwaukee River, about a half mile north of the river's natural opening to the lake. So in gratitude, city officials named Center Street after the engineer. How about that? Next up, jobs, jobs, jobs. The job recovery from the coronavirus pandemic in 2020 has been steady but a bit uneven on the industry and county by county front, according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Employment in Wisconsin in 2023 was just over 2.9 million, 1.2 more than in 2019. The recovery has been a little uneven geographically. The report says fewer than half the state's counties reaching pre-pandemic employment levels in 2023, including many where jobs were growing in the years leading up to the pandemic. Couple facts here. Counties that added jobs the fastest between 2019 and 2023 included a mix of urban and rural. They were led by Lafayette County at 15.5, Calumet County 13.9, Kenosha County at 8.5, and Chippewa at 7.1% for growth.